Welcome to the Lowdown, where we journey into the shadows of history and the depths of the arcane. Each week, we unravel the ancient mysteries that have captivated minds for centuries and delve into the fascinating world of the occult. From hidden relics and lost civilizations to esoteric traditions and secret societies, we explore the untold stories and explore the timeless questions that still haunt us today. Join us as we bring the past to life, challenge conventional wisdom, and reveal the secrets that lie beneath the surface. So, grab your lantern and prepare for a captivating adventure into the unknown with your hosts.
Unlock the secrets of the past with the Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into the Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
The aroma of tortillas filled Maria's small kitchen in East Los Angeles. It was a familiar scent, one that usually brought comfort. But tonight, fear hung heavy in the air, thicker than the smoke from the sizzling onions. The news had been filled with stories of raids, of families torn apart, of dreams shattered under the harsh glare of immigration enforcement. Los Angeles, the city that had welcomed Maria with open arms years ago, now felt like a trap. Maria clutched her children close, their small bodies trembling against hers. She whispered reassurances, her voice firm despite the tremor in her heart. She told them stories of their ancestors, brave souls who had crossed mountains and deserts for a better life. She reminded them of their own strength, the resilience that bloomed in their laughter and shone in their eyes. But even as she spoke, a cold dread gnawed at her. She knew that her words, however comforting, could not erase the fear that had become a constant companion. She, like so many undocumented immigrants, lived in the shadows, her life a delicate balancing act, always one step away from being discovered. The threat of deportation hung over them like a dark cloud. Maria's hands trembled as she served dinner, her heart aching for the life they had built, the life they were so desperately clinging to. She knew she had to be strong, not just for herself, but for her children, for their future. And so, even as fear threatened to consume her, a spark of defiance ignited within her, a mother's love fueling a fight for survival.
Mommy, are they going to take you away? Little Esperanza's voice, filled with a terror no child should ever know, pierced through Maria's heart. Her son, Miguel, sat beside her, his young face etched with worry, his hand clutching hers tightly. Maria looked into their eyes, their innocent gaze reflecting the fear that gnawed at her own soul. No, mi amor, she said, pulling them close, her voice a soothing balm against their fear. We are strong, we are together, and we will face this together. She held them tight, her embrace a fortress against the storm raging outside. In their presence, she found her own well of strength. She would not let fear paralyze her, not while her children needed her. That night, as the city lights twinkled outside their window, Maria made a promise. A promise to fight, not just for her family, but for all the families living under the shadow of deportation. She would not let them be silenced, their stories untold, their lives uprooted. She would be their voice, their advocate, their shield. The next morning, Maria walked with newfound purpose. She joined a local support group for immigrant families, her heart warmed by the sight of others who understood her struggle. She listened to their stories, shared her own, and felt a sense of community blossom around her. They were not alone, she realized, and in that realization, a seed of hope was planted. The community center buzzed with a nervous energy. Families huddled together, their faces etched with worry, their voices hushed whispers of fear and uncertainty. Maria stood among them, her heart pounding, her hands clenched into fists. She had never considered herself a leader, but she knew she could no longer remain silent. We cannot let fear cripple us, she said, her voice trembling at first but gaining strength with every word. We have rights, and we deserve to be heard. Her words, simple yet powerful, resonated through the room, igniting a spark of hope in the eyes of her neighbors. And so began Maria's transformation from a frightened mother to a fierce advocate for her community. She organized meetings, contacted lawyers, and rallied her neighbors to speak out against the injustices they faced. She learned about their rights, about the legal system, about the power of collective action. With each passing day, Maria grew bolder, her voice stronger, her resolve unshakable. She became a beacon of hope for her community, a testament to the power of one person to make a difference. And as she fought for her family, for her neighbors, for a chance at a better life, she discovered a strength she never knew she possessed. The fight was relentless, a constant uphill battle against a system that often felt rigged against them. There were days when the weight of the world felt unbearable, when despair threatened to engulf her. The sleepless nights, the endless phone calls, the constant fear for her children's future. It took a toll on Maria, both physically and emotionally. Yet, she persevered, fueled by the love for her family and the unwavering support of her community. They were in this together, she reminded herself, their fates intertwined, and together, they drew strength from each other. There were potlucks and fundraisers, vigils and protests, acts of solidarity, both big and small, that reminded Maria that she was not alone. Her neighbors became her extended family, their shared struggles forging an unbreakable bond. They celebrated victories together, mourned setbacks together, and offered each other a shoulder to cry on when the going got tough. The women of the community in particular formed a tight-knit circle of support around Maria, their shared experiences as mothers and immigrants creating a unique understanding. Their stories, woven together with threads of resilience, hope, and unwavering love, became Maria's armor, shielding her from despair and fueling her fight for justice. It was a reminder that even in the darkest of times, the human spirit, when nurtured by community and compassion, could overcome even the most daunting of obstacles. The air in the courtroom crackled with tension. Years of struggle, of fear, of hope, had culminated in this moment. Maria sat beside her lawyer, her heart pounding in her chest. Her children, now a little older, sat quietly in the gallery, their eyes fixed on their mother, their faces a mixture of anxiety and hope. The judge, his face etched with the weight of countless similar cases, listened intently as Maria's lawyer presented their case. He spoke of Maria's character, her contributions to the community, her unwavering love for her children. He argued that she deserved a chance, that deporting her would be a grave injustice. Time seemed to stand still as the judge deliberated. Minutes stretched into an eternity, each tick of the clock amplifying the tension in the room. Finally, the gavel came down, its sharp crack echoing through the silent courtroom. The judge announced his verdict, his words sending a collective gasp through the gallery. It was not a complete victory, but it was a victory nonetheless. Maria would be allowed to stay in the country, to continue building the life she had fought so hard for. Tears of relief streamed down her face as she embraced her lawyer, her children rushing into her arms, their laughter a symphony of joy after a long and arduous battle. Section 6. A Mother's Triumph, a Fragile Victory. News of Maria's victory spread through the community like wildfire, igniting a wave of jubilation. It was a moment of triumph, a testament to the power of perseverance, of community, of hope. But even in the midst of celebration, Maria knew that their fight was far from over. Her victory was but a small step in a much larger battle for immigration reform. The judge's ruling, while a significant personal victory, did not erase the fear that still lingered in the hearts of many. Maria knew that her fight was not an isolated incident, that countless others continued to live under the threat of deportation, their lives hanging in the balance. That evening, as Maria held her children close, the weight of their struggle etched on her face, she made a silent vow. She would not rest, she would not be silenced, until all families like hers could live without fear, until they were no longer seen as pawns in a political game, until they were finally recognized for what they truly were. Hard-working, resilient, and essential members of the American fabric. Section 7. Beyond the courtroom, a life still in limbo. The joy of the court victory began to fade, replaced by the complexities of daily life. Maria, though relieved, still lived with the uncertainty of her immigration status. The victory had granted them time, a reprieve, but the path to citizenship remained a distant dream, shrouded in bureaucratic hurdles and political roadblocks. She continued to work tirelessly, her hands calloused, her spirit unbroken. The small grocery store where she worked became her sanctuary, her colleagues, her confidants. Each day brought new challenges, new anxieties, but Maria faced them head-on, drawing strength from the love for her children and the unwavering support of her community. The fear of deportation might have lessened, but it had not disappeared entirely. It lurked in the shadows, a constant reminder of their vulnerability. Every siren, every knock on the door sent a shiver down Maria's spine, a primal fear for her children's safety. Life had become a delicate balancing act, a constant negotiation between hope and fear. Yet, amidst the uncertainty, Maria's spirit remained unbroken. She had faced her fears and emerged stronger, her resolve tempered by the fires of adversity. She was a survivor, a fighter, a mother who would move mountains to protect her children. Section 8, A Tapestry of Courage, Maria's Enduring Legacy. Maria's story, though deeply personal, resonated far beyond the confines of her community. It became a symbol of the plight of undocumented immigrants across the nation, a testament to their resilience, their courage, and their unwavering pursuit of the American dream. Her fight, though rooted in the love for her family, had blossomed into a movement, inspiring others to find their voice, to demand justice, to challenge a system that often seemed determined to break them. She became a beacon of hope, her story a testament to the power of ordinary people to achieve extraordinary things when united by a common purpose. Newspapers and television channels shared her story, amplifying her voice, carrying her message of hope and resistance to every corner of the country. Her fight became a rallying cry, galvanizing communities, igniting debates, and forcing the nation to confront the human cost of its broken immigration system. Maria's legacy extended far beyond the courtroom walls. It lived on in the hearts of those she inspired, in the communities she empowered, in the fight for justice that she ignited. She had shown the world that even in the face of adversity, even when confronted with seemingly insurmountable obstacles, the human spirit, fueled by love and bolstered by community, could triumph. Section 9, The Unquenchable Flame, A Fight for a Brighter Future. Years later, Maria stood tall, her hair streaked with silver, her face etched with the passage of time, but her eyes still shining with the same unwavering determination. The fight for comprehensive immigration reform continued, a long and arduous journey towards a more just and equitable society. Maria was no longer the frightened young mother she once was. She had found her voice, her strength, her purpose. She was a leader, an advocate, a mentor to a new generation of activists fighting for their right to belong. The seeds of hope that she had planted years ago had taken root, blossoming into a movement that transcended borders and generations. The fight for immigrant rights had become a collective struggle, a tapestry woven from countless stories of resilience, courage, and unwavering hope. Maria's journey, from the shadows of fear to the forefront of a movement, served as a powerful reminder that change, though often slow and arduous, was possible. It was a testament to the indomitable spirit of humanity, the unwavering belief in a brighter future, and the enduring power of hope to illuminate even the darkest of times.
During the Trump administration, immigration policy underwent significant changes that had major implications for deportations of undocumented immigrants in the United States. The administration prioritized strict enforcement of immigration laws and expanded the criteria for deportation. Key aspects of the Trump-era deportation policy included 1. Increased enforcement. The administration ramped up Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, operations, leading to more frequent raids and arrests of undocumented immigrants in various communities, workplaces, and during routine traffic stops. 2. Removal of prioritization. Under the previous administration, certain groups of undocumented immigrants, like those with deep ties to the community or without criminal records, were less likely to be targeted for deportation. The Trump administration removed these priorities, allowing for the deportation of a broader range of individuals. 3. Restrictions on asylum. policies were implemented that made it more challenging for asylum seekers to gain legal protections, including the Remain in Mexico policy, which required asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their claims were processed. 4. Public charge rule. A controversial rule was introduced that aimed to make it more difficult for immigrants who might rely on public benefits to obtain green cards, effectively discouraging low-income immigrants from pursuing legal residency. 5. Targeting sanctuary cities. The administration threatened funding cuts to cities and states that did not fully cooperate with federal immigration enforcement efforts aimed at cracking down on sanctuary policies. Overall, these policies contributed to a significant rise in deportations and created an atmosphere of fear and uncertainty among immigrant communities across the country. The focus on enforcement and stricter immigration rules shaped the narrative around immigration during this period and led to numerous legal challenges and public protests.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.